Hey everyone, welcome back to the C3 SYD podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Beck. Today I'm joined with someone who is begging to be back on with me, so let's get into it. So welcome back, Michelle LaRue, to the podcast.
Beck. You were begging me.
Oh, please. You literally were like, when can I next be on?
It's like the best quality time I have with you nowadays.
Oh, no.
It's on the podcast. So
we now live four streets away. That's really sad.
It is sad. But well, it's good to be back.
Yeah. And it's good to have you back. And a big change since you were last on this pod.
Yeah.
Is that you are now our director of preaching and teaching for C3 SYD.
Yes, I am.
That's huge. How's it going?
That's amazing. It's a great job. It's a good stretch. It's cool. Like I get to do youth stuff. So I get to work with young people and then to be able to like work alongside, you know, people who are more studied and more knowledgeable than I am and just kind of help shape up what we teach. And I just love it. It's really good. It's really good fun. And I moved across the city, so that was a big life change as well.
Totally.
So it's all happened.
Yeah, all just at once. I feel like, change never happens in small ways.
No,
it's literally just like everything at once.
It happens all at once. And Sydney is such a big city.
Yeah.
And everyone watching, you'll understand. Sydney is such a big city that when you move across the city from North Parramatta to Collaroy, it's like a complete life change.
Yeah,
it's like totally.
Totally
different world. So it's been fun. I love it.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Well, today we're continuing our Unfinished Business series, which is our series leading us out of Easter, talking about what the cross means for our lives now and how much relevance it actually still has, whether people realize it or not.
Mm.
And today we are talking about identity, which is a big topic, a bit of a cultural buzzword, but also just so commonly used in culture and defined by different ways as people try and define themselves and their lives. It's a big one.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to talk about and to talk about what we believe in that sphere and kind of, share our heart about it and what we believe is like the truth to it.
Yeah.
And speak into that.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's such a buzzword. It's one of the biggest buzzwords of our time, I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
People talk about identity. It's like, what do you mean by that? And it's like identity politics. There's all sorts of different kinds of identity. It's actually shaped a lot of our culture
today.
Is to do with this big word that is identity. And it's actually amazing because it's such a Christian I find it so funny, like the things that we talk about, it's like so culturally, like it's all wrapped up in culture, but then you take it back and it's like, it's actually such a Christian thing, identity.
Yeah.
And it's not just a Christian thing, like it's a human thing.
Yeah.
And as Christians, we believe that is because it's a human thing, it's a God thing.
Yeah.
And so God gives us identity and as the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything in it, God is the one that gives us our identity. And so it's been such a whirlwind in the past, like whatever, 10 or so years. And then even before that, this whole idea of identity politics and it goes all the way back to, if you want to be like really kind of nerdy, like it goes all the way back to this individualistic way that our society has shaped up to be, goes back to a lot of psychology back in the 20th century and these big names that I won't throw around, but this idea of who am I as the individual and how can I create my own identity to and actually how is that a better way of living than living in a sort of a communal identity.
Yeah, true.
And so that's kind of a summary of that, but I think what that has done, that push to individualism and everything about that, it's meant that we spend so much of our life trying to figure out just like where we fit in and what we can and what we're defined by. We're trying to figure all that out, like who am I, like what am I defined by, like what will people define me by,
what
achievements will define me, or my career defines me, or whatever. And we're just trying to figure all that out because we're being told that we have to come up with something ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's what society tells us, but mm-hmm. as Christians,
yeah,
we believe that we actually don't come up with our own identity. It's given to us when we're born.
Totally.
And that is that we are created by God as children of God. Mm. And that is our first and foremost identity.
Totally. And it makes so much sense that if something like God isn't at the forefront of your life,
yep.
like if you're not even thinking of God in the slightest.
Yeah, you don't have a paradigm for God.
Yeah, that you would be seeking to figure out who you are because everyone's created with purpose.
Yes.
And with a thing, like the stuff that makes them unique, the stuff that they're called to do.
Yeah, it's a yearning. It's a yearning.
It's that God-shaped hole
in
everyone that we've talked about in the past on the podcast.
Yeah.
If you don't have that thing that's directing your life, then of course you're going to be looking to try and figure out who you are, what my purpose is, why am I even here, what's the point of life, like all the huge questions.
Yes. And what anchors me?
Yeah.
It's about an anchoring and it's about belonging.
Mm.
That's what identity is at the end of the day. It's like, where do I belong and what am I contributing? You know, it's all those big words.
Yeah, and all the things that I feel like people are identifying themselves by.
Yes.
In culture now, it's like they then find community in that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's just, it makes total sense.
Yeah, it makes
people would look for
total
it.
Sense. It's a sociological phenomenon. It's incredible. Yeah. And I work with young people. Mm-hmm. I work with a lot of young people.
Yeah.
And so I see it because when you're young, when you're a teenager and you're in your young adult years, you are figuring out your identity.
Who
am I? Mm. Where do I belong? What do I believe? And all those things shape that. And so there is an innate human yearning inside of us for belonging, for identity. And if you don't have that yearning, you are not human. If you don't have that, if you're just like, you're numb to it, it's not a good thing. Like that's unhealthy. You'll probably have a lot of issues in your life. Like if you don't have that yearning, if it's become so numb to you. So I think like it is absolutely who we are as humans and it's what people search for their whole life.
Yeah.
And sometimes people find that identity thing and they hook onto it like it is not. And that's where this whole identity politics things comes in, where it's like identity has become such a key thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, that is everything to me, my individual identity. Whereas as Christians, we can come and we can actually say, well, before every other identity, they can be good things. They're not bad things necessarily.
Yeah.
Like my identity is that I'm an Aussie.
Yeah.
Like single gal living in the northern beaches of Sydney.
I'm all those three things.
Wait a second. and I love like football.
Oh, you lost me.
I grew up playing football. That's a big part of my identity. I love sport. I love like all those things kind of shape my identity, right? And what I value and what I hold dear. But above all those things, to me, my identity isn't in my political ideology.
Mm.
It's not in my career. I'm a pastor. I'm a whatever, all those things. My identity is, I am a pastor. That is a part of my identity, right?
Yeah.
Or I am a lawyer or I am an accountant or I am a teacher or whatever. That is part of your identity, but it's not your ultimate identity.
Yeah.
And it's not my ultimate identity. What I do is not my ultimate identity.
Yeah.
And who the group of people that like I hang out with, like, and how I connect with them just as friends, that's not my ultimate identity.
Yeah.
My ultimate identity is that I am a part of the family of God and God's family, and I'm a child of God.
Mm.
And I know that sounds kind of culty, like in a way, like you're like, oh, what? Like you lost me there. But it's actually really beautiful. Like,
it is
such a beautiful thing that my identity is found communally in a community. And it's not just a community on this earth. It's an eternal hope.
Mm.
And it's this beautiful hope that, So I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, no, yeah. It definitely makes sense. And I think when the fact that we can live in that of like that yeah. is our first and foremost identity, child yeah. of God, it means yeah. that we can be free to have our different passions and stuff and not yeah. be locked in by it, not yeah. be identified by it.
Yeah.
Because the main thing that we have in common, like you've said before about us as friends, like mm. we have things that are very different interests to each other.
Oh, yes, yes.
Like very you different. And I. Yeah, you and I.
Yeah, yeah.
But our main key thing that yes. we have in common is our identity in Christ yeah. and that that is the first and foremost thing in our lives. And yeah. so the rest of it,
yeah.
yeah, we're just ourselves and interests change and things change and people change. Sorry, I couldn't resist. It's High School Musical 2, in case you're wondering.
The best High School Musical, in my opinion. I know. I know. See, we say differ. High School Musical 3.
We blah, differ blah, blah, blah. On that, and that's okay.
You think it's High School Musical 3, don't you?
Yeah, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, 3 and 2, like, yeah, very close, yeah, and then yeah. one's below.
Anyway,
besides yes. the point.
And people's identity. So we've said identity. We should have an yeah. identity count.
Yeah, in this literally.
Podcast of how much we've said it, but I think that you can talk about identity on a really really surface level,
mm-hmm.
but then when it gets down to it, like it's a real thing, and people yeah. like it is a deep deep human desire and need mm. to have a strong identity.
Oh, absolutely.
And so when people are searching
to be known and to be seen,
yeah,
yeah,
and they're given a thing,
yeah.
So it's a career
mm.
or it's a sexual identity or yeah. it's a whatever it is.
Mm.
It's a hobby even. It's like I am this. This yeah. is who I am.
Yeah.
You know, and so much of who they are is wrapped up in something that is not their ultimate thing. It's just a part mm. of who they are. And that's the beauty of knowing God.
Mm.
And knowing your creator is that you, every other identity, as hard as it may be at times,
mm.
every other experience, every other part of who you are, as soon as you come to know God mm. and you're a part of his family and you rest in knowing like, oh, I'm created by God.
Yeah.
And no one else can tell me my identity
mm.
because he did the work for me mm. so that I would be reconciled back to him. That's what yeah. we believe. And like, he's the man. And I like, you just want to give everything mm. like back to him. And so, yeah. Everything else, your cultural background, your gender, mm. your career, your sexuality, whatever it is,
mm.
everything else has to come and should come under mm. that first identity.
Yeah.
And kind of slots in there and it slots in well.
Mm.
Like,
yeah,
like it slots in perfectly because that's how we're created.
Yeah.
And it is formed by that first identity. Mm-hmm. And there is a thing about that, that is, it cannot be taken away
mm.
and every other thing can be taken away. It can be changed in a moment. It's fluid. It's mm-hmm. changing. It is not the same. Our minds change. Our mm. hearts change.
Yeah.
And when we've given so much to something that is so fleeting, or we've put so much of our identity and our purpose in something that is so fleeting, as soon as that thing changes mm. or as soon as that person, or maybe a relationship, as soon as that person leaves, or as soon as that career is over,
yeah,
or as soon as whatever, it's mm. like,
oh,
that's why it's so,
yeah.
Like, I feel like there's just so many people who are so broken because things that they put their identity in mm. have just come up so short.
Yeah.
But what we believe is that God never comes up short.
Mm.
He is the one thing that is never, ever changing.
Yeah.
He is the same
mm.
yesterday, today, and forevermore. And Romans talks about it. It's in our Bible. It's not just mm. like, you know, Romans talks about how although people have known God, they took the knowledge of God
mm.
and exchanged it for something that was made
mm.
by man.
Yeah.
And it's this amazing scripture in Romans. They took that, they exchanged it by something that was man-made
mm.
And in doing so, they lost themselves, is essentially what it says.
Oof.
They changed their main identity for a secondary identity. Mm. And in doing so, they lost themselves.
Yeah, wow.
That's pretty much what it says in Romans 1. That's a Michelle paraphrase. You can go and read it yourselves.
Yeah.
Paul is way more hardcore than my paraphrase. But it's essentially what it is.
Mm.
It's a commentary on humanity.
Yeah.
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 It's like, whoa.
Yikes.
And it's like, but Romans also says, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Yeah.
And that's what we know what love is that while we were still sinners, while we still swapped that identity for this identity and worshiped the created rather than the creator, while we were still in that state, Christ saw us and he loved us so much that he died for us.
Yeah. And I mean, it's the unfinished business.
Oh, come on now. Woo!
Of working that out, of living that out. And also in Romans, it says be transformed by the renewal of your mind. So it's like it's a constant thing that we're going to keep coming back to.
Yeah.
Like, yes, it does say nothing can separate us from the Father's love.
In Romans. Wow.
Gosh, Romans, what a man, Paul. But it is a continual thing.
Yeah.
It takes constant intentionality and choosing God.
Yeah.
Choosing God first.
Yeah, because everything fights for that identity because it is so important.
Yeah, yeah.
And so everything's fighting for it all the time.
Mm.
And
we do have to wrap up, but did you want to read your thing?
Hi, everyone.
Or do we not have time?
Nah, that's okay.
You sure?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll leave it. You'll just have to come and hear it at church.
Totally.
It was something really cool. That was.
Yeah, Michelle's going to read out something. So little teaser for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, head to church this weekend. You can head to our website, c3syd.church, to find one of our locations near you. We have 4 across Sydney. And this weekend we'll be preaching all about identity, the unfinished business of figuring that out and what it means for us in our lives today. So we encourage you, plan your visit, come along, and we hope to see you there. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Beck.
Until the next time you beg to be back on.
Oh, stop it.
Bye.
See ya.